Session number 6274, reel 3.
Mr. John Milton, reel 3.
Well, then the secretary. Fancy that. Well, we should have cut that out, really, but never mind, cut that out when you read it. Well, he said, can I show Mr. Morrison around? Well, I said, I don't think I can, sir. I haven't got the permission. Unless I ring up the duty officer. I mean, I don't think I can get the camp commandant tonight, this time, right, over past 11 o'clock. Well, I think, well, on second thoughts, you can come in, but between you and me, don't let anybody know, will you? I'm surprised, Mr. Morrison, I said to him, that you didn't know anything about us because you're Home Secretary and you've got the office upstairs. Well, I'm surprised. He said, I admire you and your staff for keeping it so quiet about this place. He said, honestly, I didn't know that it existed for Mr. Churchill, or he would come here. Anyway, you can come in, and I'll show you around. And, well, they had a look around. I explained to them what it was for. There wasn't a lot to see, but after what they saw, they thanked me, and they apologised for showing them round, and they said that their lips would be sealed and that their arch would be repositories and they wouldn't go any further. But and that's the last I saw of Mr. Morrison and Lord Beaverbrook, and I think they were the only two important people that ever came to see me whilst I was in Great Peter Street.
In your own view, do you think that Churchill would, in fact, have come to the rotunda had the central war room been hit, say, by a V1, or would he have been
I would have thought that his first objective would have been to come to Dollis Hill, because I think Dollis Hill was the place for him, and his government, his wartime cabinet, I should say, then to HMS Anson, because there wasn't the facilities for getting them there. I mean, poor old Mr. Churchill would have had to been pushed or pushed on a wheelchair, on a wheelchair, down through that long passage, and he wasn't very strong at that particular time, as you know, through his illness. And I don't think he was prepared to come there. I think he'd have come to Dollis Hill more than anything. Because, you see, we had a hospital next door to where we were, and if needs be, he could have gone there if he was really taken ill. But I'm convinced that paddock, which they were going to use in the case of the bombing of Whitehall, which, as you know, was called Black Move Operation, would have been the place for him and his staff. That's what it was cut out for, and I think if it did come about, that's where they would come. I don't think they would have used CWR3 at all. As far as I'm concerned, 21 Army Group moved out, as you know, was General Montgomery. They were building up for D-Day. They'd done their job at the basement of the Home Security War Rooms in Great Peter Street. Their job was done, and that's that. We just took over. But for what purpose, I just don't know. But coming back to my story from the very outset, I'm convinced that Dollis Hill was the place for the home of the British War Cabinet, pending the next jump, which might have been overseas. And as far as I know, that was to be, but it never came off, because Churchill's motto was that we were prepared, or we are prepared.
Mr. Milton, thank you very much indeed.